Welcome to Astronomy Daily, the podcast. I'm your host, bringing you the freshest insights from the final frontier. In this episode, we're probing the celestial secrets that have astronomers abuzz. We'll peer into a new view on the Sun, as revealed by the groundbreaking findings from the 2024 total solar eclipse. Then, we'll embark on a cosmic voyage with the ESA's Hera mission, taking an unexpected detour by Mars on its path to investigate a potentially dangerous asteroid system. As our horizons expand, we'll delve into the fascinating hunt for water on other worlds, a mission at the heart of our search for extraterrestrial life. We're not just looking towards the future. We're also celebrating the ingenuity and bravery of the past with a nod to the Mercury 7 astronauts. As we unveil a unique blend of space memorabilia and scholarships for aspiring space explorers. And finally, we'll explore China's invitation to international astronauts, signaling a collaborative leap forward in human spaceflight. So strap in and prepare for liftoff. Today's Astronomy Daily is taking you on an interstellar journey like no other.
The Astronomy Daily Podcast.
The 2024 total solar eclipse cast a shadow of curiosity from Texas to Maine, providing a stunning celestial spectacle that brought to light significant scientific discoveries. Teams led by Southwest Research Institute seized this rare opportunity to deploy two groundbreaking experiments, one land-based and one airborne, to gather unprecedented data about our shining star. On the ground, the Citizen Continental America Telescopic Eclipse, or CATE, 2024 experiment was a collaborative feat that involved more than 200 community participants, representing a significant chapter in citizen science. Together, they created a continuous 60-minute high-resolution movie of the solar eclipse, a task that demanded precision, coordination, and a shared sense of purpose among people from all walks of life. While the land teams captured the solar event, a high-altitude research project took to the skies. Installed in NASA's WB-57F research aircraft, unique equipment chased the eclipse shadow at 50,000 feet to make observations unattainable from the Earth's surface. These lofty heights allowed scientists to bypass any potential weather disruptions and gather crucial data free from the atmospheric interference that often plagues ground-based observations. Dr. Amir Caspi, the principal investigator of both initiatives, underscored the significance of these experiments, not just for science, but for community spirit. As they measured the polarization of the corona's light from angles not dissimilar to the filters on a pair of sunglasses, they unveiled a wealth of information about the oscillating waves of light unseen by the naked eye. These efforts are not mere stargazing, they have practical implications. The Sun's hot atmosphere is a source of geomagnetic storms, which can wreak havoc on satellites, communications, and even power grids on Earth. Understanding the corona's dynamics helps us protect our technological infrastructure, crucial for daily life in an increasingly connected world. With the fascinating data from the CATE 2024 and the Airborne project set to be combined, the picture that emerges will bring us closer to unveiling the veiled mysteries of the Sun's corona. The exceptional teamwork across communities underscores the mission's success, reminding us that our quest to understand the Sun truly unites us under its light. Space exploration continues to yield incredible feats of engineering and innovation, and the European Space Agency's Hera mission is no exception. This avant-garde spacecraft is embarking on a journey that's not just about reaching a destination, the Didymos binary asteroid system, but also about the voyage itself. In an intricate cosmic ballet, the Hera mission will elegantly sweep by Mars in what's known as a gravity assist maneuver or swing by. Scheduled for next March, this passage enables Hera to borrow velocity from the red planet, accelerating towards its target with the finesse of an astrophysical catapult. But this interaction with Mars is more than a mere pit stop for speed. As Hera skims just 6,000 kilometers from the Martian surface, venturing closer than either of Mars's two moons, scientists seize a golden opportunity to put the state-of-the-art instruments aboard to the test. Within arm's reach of Mars, so to speak, Hera will treat us to novel observations of Deimos, the red planet's enigmatic, asteroid-like small moon. This close approach brings us within a striking distance of 1,000 kilometres from Deimos, ushering in a prospect of gleaning new insights about its origin, character and structure. This mission within a mission underscores the ethos of leveraging every opportunity. Hera's senses, primed for its core mission, will also indulge in a bit of cosmic opportunism. By observing Deimos up close, the spacecraft's instruments, including its asteroid framing camera, Hyperscout H, and thermal infrared imager, will provide us with a high-resolution glimpse into the Martian moon's composition and thermal dynamics. This operation will help refine our knowledge about asteroid-like bodies while Hera proceeds on her voyage to test the defensibility of Earth from potential asteroid impact hazards with the kinetic impactor method validated by NASA's DART mission. Thanks to this swing by, the trajectory calculators back at the ESA's European Space Operations Centre ensure that Hera will arrive at Didymos faster, conserving fuel for an extended research engagement. The insights gleaned from Hera's side trip to Mars will not only enrich our understanding of Martian moons, but also aid in the preparation of other ambitious missions like the Japanese-led Martian Moons Exploration, which intends to land on Phobos and return samples to Earth. Indeed, this side trip to Mars represents a convergence of efficiency, ingenuity, and serendipity in space exploration. As Hera advances on its odyssey, it carries on its shoulders the potential to transform our approach to planetary defense, turning science fiction into science fact. Embarking on an interplanetary quest, we turn our gaze to one of the most pivotal requisites for life as we know it: water. The moons of mighty Jupiter and the rings of Saturn cradle beneath their icy facades what is believed to be vast oceans, realms unseen yet poised with potential for habitability. The enigmatic icy crusts of Enceladus, Ganymede, Europa, and Callisto tease us with the tantalizing possibility of liquid water, an essential ingredient for life's cosmic recipe. To confirm its existence, we lean on the sophisticated gaze of ice-penetrating radar technology, a trailblazing geophysical tool with an illustrious track record on Earth and our Martian neighbour. Imagine the anticipation as we edge closer to unwrapping the frigid mysteries of these distant moons. The JUICE spacecraft, launched on a path to Jupiter's Ganymede, joins the ranks of pioneering endeavours. Its onboard ice-penetrating radar aims to pierce through the moon's frosty shell. Similarly, this year's slated launch of the Europa Clipper mission promises to advance our cosmic crannage with the very same technology. The profound insights gleaned from these ambitious missions can potentially redefine our understanding of where water, and perhaps life, might hide beyond Earth. Dr. Elena Pettinelli, with her considerable expertise in planetary exploration using ice-penetrating radar, ponders the possibilities. She enlightens us on how the salinity of ice could be revealed by observing the radar wave behavior. This nuanced data, combined with meticulous laboratory experiments, allows scientists a glimpse into the composition and distribution of these subsurface extraterrestrial seas. As we grasp the prospect of this technology, revealing more than ever thought possible about the existence of water in our solar system, we inch closer to King, open the doors to its most profound secrets. Delving deep into the icy crusts of other worlds, we seek to quench our thirst for knowledge about life's potential spread across the stars. Stay with us as this thrilling chapter in space exploration unfolds, heralding a profound chapter in our cosmic odyssey.
The Astronomy Daily Podcast.
As we navigate the intricate tapestry of space history and its unfolding future, it's essential that we honour the pioneers who paved the celestial paths we now traverse with keen curiosity. The Mercury 7 astronauts, those trailblazers of the American space program, are being celebrated in a unique way that marries the nostalgia of the past with the promise of the future. A line of commemorative pens, crafted with the precision and elegance synonymous with the Retro 51 brand, has been unveiled, each a tribute to the indomitable spirit of these spacefaring heroes. These aren't just writing instruments. They're beacons of inspiration, urging us to capture the boldness and vision of their namesakes. Intricately designed, the pens resonate with the fine details and aesthetic of the era that witnessed humanity's first forays into orbit. But the tribute does not end with these fine collectibles. The legacy is also perpetuated through scholarships. These educational grants are purposefully linked to the pens, fostering the next generation of thinkers, dreamers, and ultimately, explorers who will continue to reach for the stars. It's the perfect fusion of remembrance and forward motion, ensuring that the fire of exploration ignited by the Mercury 7 continues to burn brightly in the hearts and minds of young scholars who are poised to venture into new frontiers. In a strikingly inclusive move, China has broadcast its intentions to the world, making a bold statement in the spirit of global cooperation. International astronauts and even space tourists may soon be welcomed aboard its flourishing space station. As we orbit around this news, we find ourselves at a unique juncture in space exploration, where boundaries are not just being crossed, but completely redrawn. The voice of this ambition, Lin Xiqiang, the spokesman for the Shenzhou 18 mission, expressed China's aspiration to diversify the experiences and skill sets of those joining the upcoming sorties to its orbital outpost. This isn't just an open invitation, it's a concerted effort to assemble a mosaic of intellect and perspective from across the globe. The program's rigorous selection process is testament to the commitment of producing well-rounded spacefarers proficient in their craft, excelling in the physical and mental demands of their celestial vocation. Already, three groups have been trained, with the recruitment of a fourth well underway. Their mission, to support not just the orbiting laboratory's endeavors, but also to underpin China's ambitious lunar exploration plans. It's a captivating prospect, imagining these seasoned travelers setting foot on the moon's powdery surface, symbolizing humanity's collective lunar aspirations. Further forging a path of collaboration, the China National Space Administration has extended the olive branch to new international partners for their International Lunar Research Station project, an endeavor aimed at establishing a fully autonomous research facility. Countries like Nicaragua and members of the Asia-Pacific Space Cooperation Organization have joined this celestial syndicate, which plans to lay the foundations of its lunar domain by 2030. We stand on the edge of a renaissance in space cooperation, where the cosmos becomes a canvas for international accord. China's station may be a mere dot in the night sky, but its impact on the future of space exploration, community, and humanity's shared destiny is bound to be colossal, as vast and luminous as the stars themselves. What a journey we've charted today, through the infinite reaches of space, tapping into the complex beauty and mysteries of our universe. As our expedition comes to an end, I encourage you not to let the wonder fade. Embark on your own voyage of discovery by visiting Astronomy Daily's website at astronomydaily.io. Here, your curiosity can continue to flourish with an abundance of space news and insights. And if your appetite for the celestial has only been whetted, you're in luck. You can relive the magic and dive even deeper into the cosmos by exploring our archive of past episodes, each one a constellation of knowledge and awe. Don't let the conversation end here. Stay in the loop with our latest astronomical updates by following us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Astro Daily Pod. Connect with fellow stargazers, share your thoughts, and be part of a community that looks above and beyond. Thank you for joining us on Astronomy Daily, the podcast, the space where the universe speaks and we listen. Until next time, this is Charlie saying, keep your eyes to the skies and your heart filled with wonder.